From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Judges, prosecutors, and faith leaders are calling for a second look at the case of DeForest Johnson, a black man who's been on Alabama's death row for decades, for a crime some say he didn't commit. Journalist Beth Shelburne investigated the case in her acclaimed podcast, Ear Witness. And now, a year after the podcast was released, she speaks with the Gulf States Newsroom's Kat Stromquist to discuss the latest in the controversy.
We had a weak case. It's based on the testimony of one witness.
Jeff Wallace remembers that the case against DeForest Johnson hinged on the testimony of Violet Ellison.
That is extremely strong evidence if it's believed. Of course, the question becomes, do you believe that evidence?
That's the former prosecutor on DeForest Johnson's case, speaking with journalist Beth Shelburne. She's now here with me. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Kat. Thanks for having me.
So, in your podcast, you say you started covering DeForest Johnson's case years ago after a hearing to determine if prosecutors wrongly hid evidence. When did you first think, okay, there's something here to dig into?
Right. It was an evidentiary hearing on a claim that Mr. Johnson presented of prosecutorial misconduct because it was revealed 17 years after he was convicted that the key witness in his case, the ear witness, was paid $5,000 for her testimony. Going into that hearing, that's all I knew about the case. And I knew that a sheriff's deputy had been shot and killed in 1995 and DeForest Johnson had been convicted. And then the more I learned about the lack of evidence connecting DeForest Johnson to this crime, that the entire case against him is predicated on the word of this single witness who was paid in secret for her testimony, and that alone sent him to death row, that's when I realized this is an extremely compelling case to examine.
So this case has been going on since the 1990s, and it's also been a whole year since your podcast came out. And DeForest Johnson is still on death row. What's been happening since then?
So there have been a lot of people that have heard the podcast series Ear Witness, and many of those people have felt compelled to join the campaign on DeForest's side asking for a new trial. So lots of powerful people have signed on to advocate for a remedy in this case. There's also several different campaigns that are being coordinated by an organization called Greater Birmingham Ministries. There's a banner that has been traveling the state. So a lot of people are talking about this case. And as you mentioned, DeForest Johnson is still on death row. He has several appeals in both state and federal courts that are winding their way through the courts and is hoping that all of the attention the podcast series has brought to his case will create more momentum to let the courts finally do the right thing.
You've said that if DeForest Johnson is set for execution, it could be the biggest death penalty story in the world. Why would that be?
Well, I think whatever happens ultimately in DeForest Johnson's case, the courts do the right thing and grant him a new trial, and he is ultimately freed. That's a huge story in the examination of the death penalty. This man has spent 26 years on death row, and that deserves some serious study as to how did this happen and why did it take so long to overturn his case? I think if, God forbid, the ultimate outcome is that the state of Alabama gets a death warrant and executes DeForest Johnson, that certainly will be the biggest story in the death penalty world, because anyone who's taken a serious look at this case, at the very minimum, believes he deserves a new trial, but almost everyone comes away saying, I believe this man is innocent. So either way, as this case approaches its conclusion, which it's now in its 26th year, he has very good legal representation and some outstanding appeals, but that probably means just a couple more years. And when you're on death row, that's not very much time.
Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Kat.
Reporter Beth Shelburne speaking with the Gulf States Newsroom's Kat Stromquist. You can hear more about DeForest Johnson's case in the podcast Ear Witness.